Top of the morning, guys. Welcome to the Academy Answers podcast. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. This is the podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. The idea that you can create the life you want, business and life. We believe that whatever is in you, you can use it to create the life you want. You can build your life around your dreams, your hopes, your desires, your inclinations, your talent. But we must understand that these talents, these dreams, these desires, these inclinations are seeds. And seeds have to be cultivated in order for us to make it into something that can pay us dividends forever. In order for it to turn into a tree, to blossom, to bear fruits, to give us many different levels of fulfillment. And we are here to encourage you to look that way, not to make you do it, not to convince you that you should do it, but to be the teacher when the student is ready. You know that saying that goes, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I could talk until I am blue in the face. If you're not ready for the information, it would go right over your head because you don't listen with your ears. You don't see with your eyes. You see with your mind. You listen with your mind. It's the mind. It's when you're ready. It's when you're looking for it. It might be there in front of you 1,000 times. And I am not saying anything new. One thing you have to understand is that I'm the messenger. My duty is to heed to my calling. My duty is to sing my song. My duty is to release my craft into the world. Whosoever will may come. I say the same thing. 35,000 different guys say the same thing. But I might be the one that you resonate with, but I don't have to be. What is important is that you find someone that is talking about you becoming a better person. You becoming a better person. And model their way, model their sayings, model what they're trying to teach. Because there's a life force, there's a quickening, there's an energy. I think it's Martha Graham who said that. That translate through you into what you do. And because you are unique, that expression is unique. I often say that we don't often, everybody have their favorite singer. And their favorite singer is the best singer to them. Because there is something that connects you to that person. It's invisible. You don't always know. You might think you know and you point into a bunch of stuff, but there is an invisible attraction that makes you like one person over the other. There's an energy there that's not explainable. So I'm just saying that I am the messenger. I release my craft into the world. And my audience, whoever is drawn to what I'm saying, they're drawn to me because there's an invisible thing that resonates. I don't need to worry about that. My duty is to bring the message. And to find my people. Bring the message. Spread the message enough so I can find my people. And there will be 1 million other people who have their people. Online they call it your tribe. Whatever you want to call it. And that is my duty. So this morning I want to talk about one very important thing that you'll hear all over social media. And since social media, it is more popular. And since that movie about The Matrix came out, it is more popular. And everybody's talking about The Matrix and the injustices of The Matrix, how it works to get you into a mindset that keeps you trapped, that working 40 years for 40 years, 40 hours a week and retiring 40% of your salary. That work until you are almost dead, then you get to retire. And when you have not much life left, you get to stop and enjoy life and be subjected and bound to an organization or some form of institution where your freedom is ripped away from you and your life effectively is taken based on what that system dictates or at their whim and fancy, for want of a better term. The Matrix has its injustices. The Matrix is real. That conditioning, that programming that we complain about. you know, you get tax on what you earn. Then what's left, they tax you. Then they give you a pension or a social security or whatever they call it. And then they tax that again. And then when you go to spend money, they tax you on the food. And it's all tax, 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 tax. And then there is corporations who get to manipulate and dominate sectors and industries, and they get to dictate which holiday they pay, which or how much salary range they pay, what they do for their workers, what they don't do for their workers, what they start to do, what they stop from doing. And they have more or less the free will to go in between some lines and to find nice ways to maneuver those lines so that they can get their way, and nobody does anything about it. Because the weaker people, people who have to turn up for these jobs, have been trapped into adding things to their lives that makes them more desperate for these jobs, because we are doing the things that fit us into the social strata of society. So we got to get that picket fence and two and a half bedroom, 2.5 children, and a minivan and a SUV, and we got to go on 2 vacations a year, and we have to get ourselves into whatever debt we need to get ourselves into to do these things. And then once we are there and we have the kids in private school and we have these things to pay for, now we are at the mercy of that income. And once we have created that facade for our other friends and associates and family members to see, we have to do whatever we can to protect that. Now, that is easy. Everybody speaks about that. The difficult part of the conversation is that 97% of us believe in the Matrix. It exists. The injustices are there. Yeah, it is oppressive. It is wrong. They do this thing deliberately. What are we going to do about it? And there is the complaints. There is the crying. There's the whining. There is the real conversations. All that is happening. But I'm going to show you one point that is the biggest problem with the Matrix. And that problem is, falls squarely at our feet, that yes, the Matrix is bad. Yes, the Matrix is sucking our lives. But the problem of the Matrix is that 97% believe it exists, but only 5% of us believe that we can do anything about it. We lack the belief that we can do something to change it. And even if we are presented with an opportunity, we either are not willing to do what it takes, or we don't believe that it is possible for us. So the possibility blindness and the lack of confidence and the fear and the skepticism about our options to escape the Matrix presents the biggest problem of the Matrix. Do you know what percentage of people who want to become a millionaire are? Put it another way, do you know the biggest obstacle for people who want to become a millionaire? The masses, everybody you talk to, you know what is the number one reason why people don't become millionaires and get to financial freedom? The number one reason. The number one reason is the failure to try. The failure to try to become a millionaire. Maybe 50% of people fail to try. The other 50%, or maybe the other or some percentage of it, have not tried a proven formula to become a millionaire. What we do, we get the idea and we don't research or believe in the studies. We get off on our own opinions and perception. We say, oh, we can go into real estate. Real estate create the most millionaires. Let's get a real estate license. Getting a real estate license won't get you to millionaire status. And we're like, oh, it's in cyber technology. Oh, it's in coding. It's in computers. Oh, you can become a millionaire in medicine. And we pick up one-shot deals. Yeah, a picture that is painted, and we try to do it that way. Oh, let's buy stocks. We try to buy stocks, but we have not taken the time, or refuse to take the time, to get to the full depth of how we can use any one of these vehicles, because these are vehicles that you can use to get there. But it don't mean you're going to the vehicle and you're there. There's a journey. There's a road. There is a mission to go on to get to that destination. But most people expect that once you get into the vehicle, then it's done. Once you, let's go into medicine, then just, it should fall into place. Or let's get the real estate license and all these businesses and all the ideas and all the stuff will just come and we'll be okay. Or let's just buy that stock and let's just wait for this thing to go up and we'll be good. No. There are proven ways. And unless you have a teachable spirit to decide and to accept that, look, this is where I am, this is where I want to go, and the only thing that's stopping me is what I know and what I'm willing to do. I'll say that again. This is where I am, this is where I want to go. The only thing that's stopping me is what I know and my willingness to execute on what I know, the proven information that I can go get. If you keep skipping over that, then you'll never get there. My point is, the matrix is there. The matrix is real. But we are underestimating in a huge way our potential to escape the matrix. And I'll end with this point. I think I heard one guy on a podcast say it. He says that it might not be your fault, but it is your responsibility. I think Grant Cardone said it in the 10x rule. It is your duty, responsibility, and obligation to be successful, regardless of whose fault it is why you are not successful. Because you cannot hand that explanation or excuse to your older self. You can tell people that. You can have spurted out in conversations. But when your head hit your pillow, and when your kids start to look at you, and when your partner start to look at you, and when you start to reflect in your own mind, you will be riddled with regrets of the things that you might have done that might have changed your situation that you didn't do. So let us just accept that the big issue of the matrix is that we know that it is there. There are proven ways to escape it, but we are unwilling to buy into that. We are more willing to complain and to give up, and to not try, and to die at 35 and wait for our funerals to be officially announced. Because we have given in, we have thrown in the towel, we have decided that this is how our life would be. We have given this beautiful, precious gift of life to someone else, and we cannot achieve whatever we want to achieve because we have given up before we have started. Or we have started and just turned back. And it's too painful. Even though it's painful where we are now, even though we struggle now, but we struggle because it's predictable. We accept that struggle, or we have this concept that is predictable instead of venturing into the unknown. I know the mind is powerful. I know the mind is optimized for ease and comfort, but at some point you have to decide which side of your intuition and your mind you're going to listen to. Is it that urge that's constantly sticking you, coming up in your mind to say, hey, you know, like this is not you. What are you doing? Are you going to venture out? Because nothing is achieved by staying in comfort. Nothing. The way your life came to be was in discomfort. You're in your mother's womb for 9 months. You struggled, all the process of birth, all the process of child rearing, all that was a struggle. You came up through struggle. You're made by struggle. So your willingness to see a different level in your life will be colored by struggle. If you can accept that and decide that, look, this is a mama task, but everybody who has done it are saying that everywhere. We're not void of the information. The information is out there. We're willing to break this down into small steps, and we're willing to take those steps because at least I would have had integrity with myself in the end that, look, this is the path I chose. And as one of my favorite saying, I always say this with my dear friend, that we will either get to the top of the mountain or we will die on the climb. But we'll never be standing in the valley looking up and say, that is my mountain, but I don't think I can climb it. If it's my mountain, I'll be on the mountain. Going up, or I'll be on top of the mountain. Have a good day, guys. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast. Thank you.